What's your justification? What data? What hey, just what? What
did
are
you know
justifying?
That? Did you know that your dog's out?
Are you fucking kidding me, dude? You haven't looked at the evidence. You didn't
I don't know
read
who
it.
Kidding me is, but no, I'm in a monogamous relationship.
You didn't read the because I don't know what kind you want. Do you want fucking epistemic? Have you ever licked your asshole?
No, but not for lack of trying.
I have no fucking leg to stand on.
I've got two legs, three in the morning sometimes. Why do I believe in a failed theory? Yeah. It's not failed.
Yeah, the Cambrian explosion already did science. Science has justifications that you can't justify for yourself. Assumptions, what? How are you explaining the Cambrian explosion?
Evolution.
Evolution? So
life on the planet is explainable by evolution. So if you're going to give me an example of life on the planet.
Darwin's entire model requires gradual incremental change over millions of years. The fossil record should show a slow continuous progression of forms. But we have the Cambrian explosion.
No, not necessarily.
The Cambrian explosion. Virtually every major animal body plan on Earth appears simultaneously in the fossil record with zero evolutionary precursors. Eyes, limbs, nervous systems, digestive systems.
That's literally false.
No, that's literally true.
How much time does the Cambrian explosion represent?
Son, that's not the point. It has justifications.
I'm not your
that
son.
It can't,
if I was related, if I was related to you, I would immediately
I'm
end the bloodline. So,
why?
How much time?
On, wait.
How
why?
Much time?
I'm more
does
credentialed
the...
than you are.
You're what?
I'm literally more credentialed than you are, though. So, what are you talking about?
What are your credentials?
Oh, I'm an ontologist. You can Google all of my work and everything too.
Those,
I published.
Those
everything.
Don't exist. So, anyways,
ontologists don't exist. Wow.
Correct.
Wow,
that was correct.
Wow.
So
I guess
how much time? Yes, I guess the diploma mill you went to.
On, I guess my 190 published papers is just
not a single
whatever.
Human
hold on,
in the world has
190 question.
Published papers.
In order for anything to exist, does it have to have a structure?
How much time did the Cambrian explosion occur over?
Not enough time for it to actually give you the.
So you have no idea, right? So why would you say that something happened all of a sudden when you don't know how long it took?
Son, that's the literal fucking. They don't.
Again,
have,
I'm not related to you. If I was, I would end the bloodline immediately.
Hey, they don't have proof of the Cambrian explosion, like for how it got from nothing to full body plans. There is literally no mechanism.
I'm going to ask you the same question the third time
that.
When you fail to give an answer, showing how uncredentialed you are. Then I will just tell the audience the answer. But I'm going
to
give you
what
the
does
chance.
That have to do?
How much time? Did the Cambrian explosion occur over?
Why does that matter?
Well, you should know why it matters because
I thought you understood
evolution.
Because of the evolution. No, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter.
It's 40 million years, by the way. You're muted, Dad. 40 million years.
And that's still, and how do you know it's 40 million years? What are you justifying that off of?
The scientific data.
So about five, what scientific data?
The scientific data regarding the age of the-
You can't just say scientific data and be like, because I said so. Okay.
Well, yes, I can, because that's what you were doing when you brought up the Cambrian explosion.
You're trusting a book that some guy wrote to tell you that that's what it is. That's what's your justification for that?
Yes.
What's your justification? What data? What
hey,
just what? What
did
are
you know that? Did you know that
assumption?
Your dog's out? So I was actually going to ask you if you still live with your sister or if you guys got a divorce, but now we know the answer. It still lives with its sister. Did you know that your dog got out? Hey, Trout.
Ago,
hey, Trout. Trout, did you know that your dog got out?
What
you should probably go get your dog.
No, my dogs need to be let out, actually. So
yeah, who let the dogs out? Well, apparently it was your sister wife let the dogs out.
All you can do is insult me because you don't have an argument.
I don't
funny.
Need an argument. I have evidence.
Yeah, I know.
And
you don't have one. You don't actually. I do.
Yeah, I do. The Cambrian explosion.
We can pull
the organisms
right
of the
I
Cambrian
don't.
Explosion
Ooh,
do not currently exist.
Actual...
The organisms hey, of the Cambrian my... explosion do not currently exist.
Hey,
so up. That means if the life forms of the past were different than the life forms of today, Yet the way organisms come about is through reproduction. That means that organisms change over time.
What's your epistemic basis for Darwinism?
The evidence.
What evidence?
The fossil record, comparative anatomy, genetics, embryology, common sense.
What justifies the fossil record? Do you know how the fossil record works? Do you know?
It doesn't work. It's evidence.
No, do you know how it's calculated, though?
You don't calculate a fossil record. I don't know what you're trying to say.
They go by the layer of dirt that it's in.
Two plus two. So your argument is 2 + 2 equals Tyrannosaurus Rex? That's your argument?
No, you idiot. No, you haven't even gotten my argument. I'm asking your assumptions. I'm asking you to ground your assumptions in some kind of epistemological fucking basis. For one, do you know what epistemology is?
Yeah, you see the fossils and then you extrapolate and put them together.
Based on what?
The fossils.
Based on fucking what? Fossils. So your circular ass argument, you base fossils on fossils. So fossils prove fossils.
Yeah. Why is this a screwdriver? What are you basing that on?
Oh, dude, you're crashing out.
Is this a screwdriver?
What does that have to do with the fossil?
What are you basing the identity of this screwdriver on? The fact that it's a screwdriver?
Defines it as by its function. You define it by its function. Buddy, you're floundering. I'm asking you basic fucking question. What epistemological basis?
You're mixing up.
Do you know how Darwinism started?
Man, now you're mixing up like teleology and ontology in a weird way.
Epistemology is how you know what you know. So how do you know what you
fucking know?
Yeah,
and you're mixing that up with teleology.
I use science and
or not teleology, ontology.
Fossils. What fossils? Well, fossils. Well, what proves it? The fossil record. What proves the fossil record? Fossils.
If something exists, then there has to be evidence of it. And then what you're doing is you're saying, oh, well, what's the evidence based on? No, the evidence just is. And then you claim that that's circular reasoning. So maybe your sister, cousin, wife is dumb enough to think that that's a really deep and thoughtful insight. But it won't work here. By the way, your dog's got out.
Let's pull up my paper. No, actually, let's go ahead and do that. I'll put my work on the table, and you can critique it and tell me where it's wrong. It's published. It's online. You can actually go ahead and pull it up. You want the name of it,
buddy? There's no way
Why
to get.
Why not? Are you
buddy,
scared?
There's
let's
no way
it.
To get Why crayon on paper onto too. The internet unless you have a scanner.
Brother, it's a published paper with an actual DOI. It's actual in the academic record. You can actually find it in Google Scholar if you want to, where it catalogs all the other fucking academic records from everything that you're quoting. Even that evidence that you're citing right now is on there. So let's go ahead and put it up there. We can peer review it together.
Yeah, what's it called?
Yeah, beautiful. Hold on. Let me go ahead and make sure I got the title, actually.
You don't know the title of your own paper. Okay, so you didn't write this paper. So we're not going to be talking about that.
Cody Austin Trout. No, it's got my literal name on it. Now you're fucking pontificating because you're scared.
Yeah, so you stole somebody's identity for a username.
Better yet, here we go.
And
I got it right here. Oh, no, it's right here. Beautiful. Functional information institutional capture in the epistemological.
Try to say it without slurring your words. Try it one more time.
Wow, all you can do is talk shit.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you? Is this how you fucking talk to people? Why are you being so unnecessarily rude to people? Why are you being so unnecessarily
I don't talk to people like
right
this.
Now?
I don't regard you as people.
So I'm not a fucking person?
No.
What the fuck is... Are you dehumanizing me, dude?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Then why are you fucking dehumanizing me, dude?
You don't really get to talk because you're less than a person. So
you don't have rights here. Called that. Is this how you fucking talk to everybody though? Seriously?
No, just not people like you.
Oh, people like what are people like me? You don't even know my stance.
I don't know. Chat, what is it? Normally we ask what is it? Normally we ask what is it doing, but now I just have to ask what is it? Chat, what is it? A piece of shit. Oh, okay. We'll go with that.
Let's go ahead and pull my paper up.
I can't copy and paste the text. I'm on desktop.
Oh, so you actually can.
Oh, wait, maybe I can do it. Let me try it again.
Yeah, you can. Oh, you sure can. And you're going to tell me what's wrong, how, and where, and you're going to back it up with all that evidence that you have. I love that. Because, you know, they did find in 2005, like, actual flesh and blood vessels and proteins inside of an actual fossil, which...
No, they did not.
Actually, they did.
Actually, they did. You know, no, flesh sure has did. Not you know, been
Darwin
found.
Based his theory off of fucking finch beak variations, right? And said, we can't prove it now, but in the future, it'll come. And that thing has never came. We have adaptation within species, but never new body plans from one body plan to another. We've never seen that. We haven't.
Of course, heard. Because that takes millions of years.
Oh, of course it does. Where are you getting the millions of years from? Who told you it was millions of years old? Science? Based on what?
No, the evidence.
What evidence?
Shows us
evidence
that.
Of what? Evidence. And how does it show it? And what is it derived from?
If the universe were billions of years old, what would the evidence look like?
Brother, you would actually be able to see at least some kind of like historical or actual archaeological evidence for these things. But what are you basing millions of years off of?
Yeah, I'll ask you the question again. If the universe were billions of years old, what would the evidence look like?
You would have some kind of epistemic, you know, some kind of like, what is it, empirical fucking data for that too. But what is backing the data?
So what would the data look like?
It would be mathematical for one, because it so what data are you justifying?
What would the data look like?
What justifies that data? Why are you asking me? I'm asking you.
Chat,
you
it knows the answer, but it won't tell us what the answer is, because then it knows that we have the evidence. I don't remember if it was you or that other thing I was talking to earlier, but I asked it the same question, and it couldn't deal with it. And we've known this for quite a while, but we have all of the evidence, and you guys know it, and you can't live with that.
What
so
evidence?
Now you hide behind all this semantic fog and these word games.
Have you looked at the evidence? Are you fucking kidding me, dude? You haven't looked at the evidence. You didn't
I don't know who
it.
Kidding me is, but no, I'm in a monogamous relationship.
You didn't read the evidence, dude.
So if the universe were billions of years old, what would the evidence look like?
That's a weird red herring question. Like, that's a fallacy.
Let's see if you can do this. If you were 6 feet tall, what would the evidence of that claim look like?
You would see height, right? But what would actually match that? What are we defining?
So if the universe were billions of years old, what would the evidence look like?
How are we defining what actually represents height? How are we defining that? What is the epistemic basis for that? Good Lord.
The metric system, probably. So if the universe were billions of years old, what would the evidence look like?
So you believe in Darwinism, though. Do you agree, Darwin?
If the universe were billions of years old, what would the evidence look like?
Empirical and mathematical, if we were going to see it to calculate it.
Yeah, I'm not asking you to describe what you're doing is describing all evidence,
what
scientific evidence.
What are you? Okay, hold on. I think
all scientific evidence falls under, it would
clarify.
Be described by what you just said. So I'm asking, what would the evidence of a billions of years old universe look like? So instead of being as generic as you can to try to sound like you're answering the question, when really, like a coward, you're not answering anything. Tell me what the evidence would look like.
Well, you keep muting me. How am I supposed to answer anything?
You haven't even tried to answer the question.
Because you're being a pontificator.
Yeah, you still didn't answer the question. You just decided to complain.
So I can't fucking actually elaborate on what
you're... Yeah, I let you talk for a few seconds there,
no,
and you didn't
you
give me evidence.
You keep fucking muting me.
Yep, every time you don't give me evidence, I will mute you.
Give you evidence? You don't have...
Yeah, you didn't give me any
what
evidence.
What is the standard of evidence?
Yep, you still didn't give any.
What's the standard?
You get to adopt whatever standard you want.
By what standard of truth?
Yeah, you still didn't give me any evidence.
Because I don't know what kind you want. Do you want fucking epistemic, mathematical?
I said you can
physical,
do it according
physics?
To...
Like, what kind
I
of
said
math?
Literally according to you.
According to me, I don't think that it is billions of years old, so that's a fucking false premise.
Yeah, like, you can herring. Still... No, it's not. You can still tell me what
it
the
is.
Evidence would look like.
How is it not? But if I don't believe that, though, what does that do me for my argument, though? Do you understand what I'm saying here?
Oh, so you are just doing polemics. Okay, thank you for admitting
polemics?
It.
Polemics? What is polemics? I don't know what the fuck that is. I do ontology. Do you know what that is? We can go into my work, actually, why you believe what you believe, outside of fucking evolution and whatnot. We can talk about structure.
Oh, man. I need to get a marker, because I can't...
Do you want it? Do you want to run my art? Do you want to run my worldview and see if it works? Because we can test mine. I would love to, but you got to be honest.
What shape is this?
Hmm?
What shape is this?
That's a triangle. So
if it were a circle, if it were a circle, what would it have looked like?
Hey, question. If you took away one of those vertices, directionality, structure.
If I had drawn a circle, what would it look like?
If it was a circle, it'd look like a circle.
Wait a minute. But I didn't draw a circle. And yet you were still able to answer the question. So even though I didn't draw a circle, you were able to tell everybody what the evidence would look like. So if the universe were billions of years old, what would the evidence look like?
That it was billions of years old? What are you trying to get out of this question?
If the universe were billions of years old, what would the evidence look like?
What do you think this question does for your argument? You don't have an argument.
I don't need an argument. I have evidence.
What? Who fucking told you that? This is why you're not in school, is it? Oh my God. What is your degree?
No, I finished both of my degrees years ago.
What? And what? Degree in what?
Education.
Education?
And
what
science.
Education? And what? Wait, hold on. What?
Science and education, two things you couldn't science possibly have any competence in. What would the evidence look like?
What is your credentials to ground it? Brother, that is embarrassing, dude. You can't even fuck. You're a failed academic scholar and you had to go into teaching. Now you're doing
TikTok. I never
TikTok
tried
lies.
To be an academic scholar.
Then why are you doing
I tried
TikTok
and succeeded in being an educator.
People, dude, holy.
If the universe were billions of years old, what would the evidence look like?
What mathematical? What math is backing it?
All of our cosmological observations and measurements back
what
it.
What backs those observations? What assumptions have to be made before you can actually do that? Better yet, what has to be true before anything can be true at all? Can you answer that question for me?
No, and neither can you.
Actually, yes, I can. It has to have structure, it has to have directionality, and it has to have instantiation. Otherwise, nothing can exist without one of those fucking three.
Okay, right, so is there. It left, right, up, or up or down? Which direction?
Left, right, up, or down. That has nothing to do with what I just said. You didn't even track
you
what
said
I said.
Direction.
Directionality. Do you know what directionality is?
No, why don't you teach me, old master?
Oh my God. Do you know what fucking specificity or aim is?
So you can't tell me what anything is. Every single time it comes to one of your terms, you have to then just add another term. So yeah, you're
no,
just
I didn't.
You're just so, a typical so every- dishonest subhuman sack of shit like all the other ones I talk to. So if evolution were true, what would the evidence look like?
Such a pussy, dude. Why do you talk to people like
that? Is that how academics talk?
No, it's not. That's
no, it's not. Okay, so you're not an academic.
Neither
if
are you.
Evolution were true, yeah, and I never claimed to be.
You're a school teacher.
No, I'm not.
Oh, so what are you?
I do this.
So what's your degree for?
So both of my degrees were for education.
You have a failed degree. That's fucking hilarious. You spent
no, I
all
used,
that money
I used them for a very long time, and now I do this.
You're a failed. You failed in your degree. So your degree didn't pay off for you. No, it didn't. You're
no,
doing
more,
TikTok
no, it more than,
now
no, it more than did.
Your degree didn't pay off for you. That's sad. Imagine that. You know, you couldn't
it
even
literally more
you.
Than did. So aww. If evolution were true, what would the evidence look like?
If the evidence were true, it would look correct. Like, what are you, what is it? What
oh,
kind of question?
And our evidence, and that is the nature
you
of
know,
our
that's
evidence.
A stupid fucking question,
all life
right?
on the planet is related. That's a necessity of evolution. And the relationships are hierarchically structured
whoa,
according to taxonomy and phylogeny.
What are you justifying?
Another
then?
Necessary.
What are you just, hold on. You just made a big claim. Go back. You just said that all life is related. What are
yep.
you justifying
yep.
that on? Because there are several
scientific
different
evidence.
And genus. There are several different phyla and genus.
Yeah, I know. And the phylas are related. The degree to which the phyla are related is exactly consistent with the way they're nested.
Based on what?
Based on the genetic data.
What are you justifying that assumption on?
Is this a triangle?
So your assumption that that's based on is that that's a triangle.
Well, you already told me that this is a triangle. What are you basing the claim that this is a triangle on?
Brother,
oh,
brother,
on the
you,
triangle.
You
there you go.
Mind? Hold
so
on.
You keep doing
you
this thing where, buddy, I'm smarter than you. Okay, you keep doing this thing where you think you're getting me to the point where I'm admitting
it.
Circularity because you keep saying, what is the evidence based on? The evidence just exists. That's not circularity.
Brother,
and I have gotten
fucking...
you multiple times to admit. That you believe in the things that you think are contradictions or gotchas. So this isn't going to work for you.
You won't provide any evidence for your claims. You just keep saying science.
All life on the planet is related.
How do you know that?
It's publicly available scientific knowledge.
You're going to fucking say science again, you dumb motherfucker.
I did say the word science. You just got really excited and then you didn't hear me say it.
I heard it come out your fucking mouth. Even you started to and you stopped. Because science.
Have you ever been to Timbuktu?
Is science?
No, the question is, have you ever been to Timbuktu?
Have you ever licked your asshole?
No, but not for lack of trying.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Have you ever been to Timbuktu?
Why'd you try to lick your asshole? That's weird, dude.
Because I knew you would ask me that. Have you ever been to Timbuktu?
How do you know I was going to ask you if you?
Because I'm very special.
Thinking about it.
Have you ever been to Timbuktu?
No, I've also never been to Alaska. Does it exist?
Wait, does Timbuktu exist?
Does Alaska exist?
Yeah, exactly. How do you know that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, a map told us. How do we know?
Okay, so you simply believe things that other people say.
Somebody told me that.
Yeah, this is what you believe.
You sound religious right now. You realize that? You're telling me a guy in a book told you that it's true, so that's your evidence.
Lots of guys and lots of books, and sometimes gals.
You have faith in those guys and books, huh?
Like Mary Schweitzer.
Wow. You sound pretty religious.
Okay.
Mary Schweitzer, you know Mary Schweitzer actually proved that dinosaurs, the data that she presented in 2005, she found actual fossils with actual blood and vessels and stuff.
And those fossils have been dated to tens of millions of years old.
No, they haven't. And that's dated by what? The fossil record, which is circular, based on sediment record, which is dated
by
the fossil record.
No, fossils are dated by nearby igneous deposits.
No, they're
No, they're not.
Now they are. The original assumptions that evolution and Darwinism. So you're built on a failed assumption. You realize.
No,
that,
the
right?
Assumptions have all been proven true.
No, they haven't actually.
Yes,
and
they
if
have.
They had, they wouldn't still be trying to fucking decipher.
What were Darwin's
that,
assumptions?
Presented that. That it would predict gradual incremental change, producing a gradual fossil record.
Yeah,
that's
which we have.
The theory. Right.
Yeah,
so
which
we have billions
have.
Of fossils, soft-bodied Precambrian organisms. Preserved fine, right? We find
over the course of 40 million years, and they do have
Darwin's
precursors like the Ediacara.
Precursors should be there, though, and they're not. So by your own definition of science, a prediction
we,
was made. The
we
test
will
was
never
ran for
hope to have all of the
years,
evidence.
And the evidence didn't show up yet. What do you call a theory whose central prediction failed?
I wouldn't know because that hasn't happened with evolution. Are you religious?
What does that have to do with the question, though? Why are you? That's so,
what does my question have to do with my question? Yeah,
we're
brilliant.
Talking about science. And
no, I'm talking about. I'm talking. I'm
talking
asking if
science.
You're religious.
Son,
are you religious?
We're talking about science. Why are you trying to bring up religion, you weirdo?
Okay.
God, you're so. Yeah, you're scared.
How gradual is this?
How gradual is this?
It's quite gradual,
that's
isn't it?
You just showed me somebody's drawing and said, look, it's true. That's so fucking stupid. You could get fooled so easily, dude. That's crazy. You just showed me somebody's fucking drawing.
Says
and
the
said,
guy that believes in magic.
Hey, I'm going to show you God is true. I'm going to pull up Psalms 22. So I'm gonna do that. That's going to show you that God is real. Does that work for you? Right. You see how fucking stupid that sounds right there?
Chat,
how circular that is?
Chat, look at this. I found his paper. It's
great,
an independent researcher. Mm-hmm. you have no credentials at all. You just published this yourself.
Son, wow, read it. Attack it for the context.
So you can't get attached.
Attack the context.
You can't get
attack
attached to
context.
Any institution or anything like that. You just
attack.
You just self-published
attack
something online. Independent
attack
researcher, buddy. You share everything in common with every flat earther I've ever talked to. I took a Nikon P900 and went out and just, You're every son. Single flat earther I've ever talked to. This actually makes perfect sense. I'll see if I can zoom in enough. So, oh man, that really screws up the formatting. But I don't know if you'll be able to see it. I'll zoom in on the in the post. But this paper that it published as an independent researcher on why evolution is false literally has an entire section dedicated to tag. That's the most on-brand thing I've ever seen. So in order to prove that evolution is false, here, let me first present the transcendental argument. And all I did was say, is this paper any good? Short answer, no, not by normal academic standards. It's not, so it's not actually published. So it's not only that you're not part of an institution and that you don't actually have any credentials, you couldn't get this publication attached through any kind of institution. So you just literally uploaded it to the internet. So it's not published in a journal. It's just, you just uploaded a manuscript. Anyone can upload papers to academia.edu. They're not reviewed by experts before publication.
Son, who said I was a...
Again, we're not... No, you the way your mind works, the way your mind works and the way you structure your ego is identical to every flat earther I've ever talked to. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so you're... What are your assumptions based on? Fucking what evidence do you have that I am those things? Have I said anything that actually said I was a flat earther? Or are you just fucking making actual guesses to try to demean my character? That's what you're trying to do.
I literally just explained that I'm not calling you a flat... I just explained that I'm not calling you a flat earther.
Hold on. You attacked what the label of what my paper said and didn't attack the content. That's how I know you're a fucking pussy. You're a loser. You're a failed fucking academic who tried to go to college, couldn't fucking hack it in whatever fucking field you tried to go to.
I got 2 degrees. How did I fail at college when I got 2 degrees?
Because what are you doing with that to make money? Are you making 6 figures a year off of these things? Like, where is your fucking return of interest? Your ROI is shot. Gone.
What are you basing that off of?
The fact that you can't even present fucking actual academic evidence to support your fucking conclusions other than fucking pointing at shit and saying, look, a drawing.
There are journals of evolutionary biology that exist. I don't need to get anything. This is common knowledge.
Is actually backing common knowledge. You are the most circular person I have ever talked to.
Okay.
The most circular person I have ever fucking talked to. We just haven't found the gaps yet that prove evolution. We're going to get it. Brother, what's the mechanism that chains a plant or a rock into a fucking actual person? What's the mechanism?
Evolution.
What's the mechanism that actually pushes evolution from one thing to another? So
explain
hold on. You're
this.
Telling me right now.
Explain
so,
this.
So explain. Hold on. Explain logic then. Please. Go ahead. How did logic evolve?
Nice pivot, you beautiful slow boy. Explain this.
No, because.
No, you're justify not going to explain this? I'd be scared if I were you too.
Brother, explain that. What is this saying? What is this saying exactly? What is this actually justifying?
You're being confronted with the evidence, and now all you can do is, again, retreat into your word games.
That's not evidence of anything. Just show.
Yeah, actually it is. If humans evolved, then necessarily our current form had to have evolved from earlier different forms. And what we have here is the transition
from rocks
of that.
And water. Hold on. Where is the information in DNA coming from in your evolution?
It doesn't come from anything. It's an intrinsic property.
So hold on. The information.
It's embedded within matter itself, dipshit.
So is evolution. Hold on. Is it guided?
Where do the.
Random or guided?
Where does the property of electronegativity in fluorine come from? It's a pro. It's an process, intrinsic property of the material.
I'm gonna ask you real. You're such a fucking pussy. Keep muting me.
Okay. I was gonna anyways, but now that I have your permission,
you have no fucking leg to stand on.
I've got 2 legs. 3 in the morning what? Sometimes.
Where? Hold on. Is evolution? Is it directed, or is it random? Is it a random process or is it directed?
It's not a random process. I don't know what you mean by directed.
What is it directed towards? What's it oriented?
The laws of physics.
Oh, wow. The laws of physics? What grounds those?
It's a property of nature.
Oh, they're just brute facts. They just exist. So nothing grounds them. There's no reason
or cause. Something has to just exist. Yeah. Congratulations. You now know something that everybody else in the world other than you knew.
Brother, no, you just made a circular argument. You realize that, right?
It's not circular.
Yourself. So it's directed by the laws of physics. So the laws of physics gave us intuition, intelligibility, and comprehensibility of the universe.
Yeah, obviously. Because when your brain does anything, it's obeying the laws of physics.
Based on what? The law.
You're literally too stupid to talk to. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.